The DNR says the water quality in most Wisconsin lakes is good, but ugly-looking and potentially toxic blue-green algae is still fouling some popular waters, including Lake Mendota, Lake Winnebago, Lake Peatonwell, and Tainter Lake. Phosphorus runoff into the water is the main culprit. At a DNR board meeting in Kenosha, agency secretary Kathy Stepp said she recently visited with some people who live near Tainter Lake and realized the DNR must put a higher priority on battling the algae.
From my perspective and the leadership team of this agency, the governor's made it very clear how alarmed he is at these circumstances as well. And while they didn't happen overnight, we need to start today to fix it.
Stepp says one partial fix is to get more money and flexibility from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, we're going to be looking at advocating to EPA for some funding from the non-point source end of things to help us put together a group of stakeholders and come up with a project and to do it on a watershed basis.
Melissa Malott of the environmental group Clean Wisconsin says she's happy to hear Stepp raise concerns about blue-green algae. Malott now wants the DNR to guide staff on how to use a major phosphorus control rule package that passed last year.
This rule is new. It's the first of its kind in the country, and the DNR needs to figure out how it's going to work it throughout the state.
Malott says DNR staff need to start looking at community plans for reducing phosphorus pollution and whether the funding is there. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.